Knowing two or more languages means that your brain may actually look and work differently than those of your monolingual friends. Language ability is typically measured in two active parts, speaking and writing, and two passive parts, listening and reading. While a balanced bilingual has near equal abilities in two languages, most bilinguals around the world know and use their languages in varying proportions. And depending on how they acquired each language, they can be classified into three general types: coordinate bilingual, subordinate bilingual, and compound bilingual. A compound bilingual develops two linguistic codes simultaneously when he or she begins to process the world around. A coordinate bilingual learns one language at schools and continues speaking another language at home and with friends. Subordinate bilinguals learn a second language by filtering it through primary language. All types of bilingual people can become fully proficient in a language regardless of accent or pronunciation. It's well known that the brain's left hemisphere is more dominant in analytical and logical processes, while the right hemisphere is more active in emotional and social ones. Children learn languages more easily because the plasticity of their developing brains lets them use both hemispheres in language acquisition. In most adults, language is lateralized in one hemisphere, usually the left. Regardless of when you acquire additional language, being multilingual gives your brain some remarkable advantages. Some of them are visible, such as higher density of the gray matter that contains most of your brain neurons. The heightened workout the bilingual brain receives throughout its life can also help delay the onset of diseases like Alzheimer's by as much as 5 years. Before the 1960s, bilingualism was considered a handicap that slowed a child's development. While bilingualism may not make you smarter, it makes your brain more healthy, complex, and actively engaged.